eternal Father. Lord, we want to bring our thanksgiving and appreciation unto thee once again this evening, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, since we left here on Sunday, for your divine protection upon every one of us, Father. Thank you for great and mighty things that you did in our midst on Sunday. Thank you for the rejoicing, the shout of joy in the midst of God's people. Lord Jesus, we are very, very grateful, and we are thankful unto thee. Lord, and we know too that this kind of joy, this kind of shouting and praises will not cease in the house of faith, Lord, especially in your house, Lord. We are very, very grateful. Lord Jesus, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, what you have done for us, Lord, in this local assembly, O living God, in our lives, even last Sunday, may they be permanent, O loving Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, as we look unto thee for more of your blessing today, help us, O living God, Master. We are looking unto thee. We are depending on you, Lord. Lord, Master, may you help us, Lord, to speak, help us to hear and to get understanding of your word and the revelation of the same, O living God. Speak through us, Master. Hear through us, Master. Lord, at the time of prayer, anoint us to pray, Lord. Inspire us to pray. Pray in us and pray through us with groaning that cannot be halted. Give us faith to believe our prayers, Heavenly Father. Thank you for those of us that are here. Those on their way coming, may you bring them down safely, Heavenly Father. Those that will be on the hookup, may you bless them also, Father. Thank you for granting all this request, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the service of the Lord, to this midweek prayer meeting. May the riches of God's blessing be our portion. Let's take our Bible as we open to the book of Genesis. I think that is Genesis chapter 24, verse 58. Genesis 24, verse 58. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We are continuing with our sermon, Time of Decision. Thus far, we have seen that God's children, at one time or the other, have to make decisions. And this decision is what we make every day. No, there is nobody on earth who doesn't make decision every day. It's a daily thing that we make. There are some major decisions. There are some minor decisions that we make. There are some decisions that are reversible. There are some that are irreversible. We have learned that. Praise ye the Lord. One thing certain and sure, like I said, I desire that our young ones, their attention will be drawn to this sermon, and God will help them as we look into this sermon, that God will reveal himself by the same. Praise you, the Lord. There is one thing certain and sure. In every life, in every generation, all of God's children had one time or the other that they have to make decision for their God. There is nobody who served God without first making decision to serve the Lord. We saw in the life of Ruth that Ruth decided. We saw Moses that they decided for God. That's number one thing. They decided for what? They decided for or to follow God. That's number one thing. And then they decided for what again? To obey the word of the Lord. And they decided to follow God's people. We can't do without those three. We must one time or the other decide to follow the Lord. There's no doubt about that. Everyone that is successful in life had one time or the other when they decided that I will follow the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And not just following the Lord, say I'm following the Lord. We must follow and obey his word. Praise the Lord. It is very important to note that. Because many people say, I believe God, I believe Jesus. And when you tell them the word of God, they back down. That's not the way to follow God. If you want to follow God, we must follow God, hook, line, and sinker. Praise ye the Lord. Whatever he says, we are going to see it in this sermon. Whatever he says, we must follow him. We saw that in the life of Ruth. Ruth followed everything that Naomi told her. She didn't shift to the right or disobey her or how to argue with her. She followed everything that Naomi told her. And at the end of the day, she was rewarded. Brother Brown taught us that Ruth made a clean-cut decision. And that decision, she never went back on it. There is a song we used to sing. Today they have turned it to be another thing. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. May God help us. There is no looking back in following the Lord Jesus. No matter the world will draw us to follow, to go their way. The world will attract us, the world will pull us to follow their way, but we must follow the way of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We also saw in Moses that Moses had a choice to choose to be the king. Abraham said that all of us, we choose what is good for us. But Moses chose affliction and disgrace. Praise the Lord. That was the meaning of what, that what Abraham said, that is the meaning of what he chose, his choice. Because he chose to be identified with mud daubers. He chose to be identified with God's people. Though they are called mud daubers, they are called slaves. That is why the Bible says that he esteemed the reproach of God a greater treasure than the pleasure in Egypt. That was his choice. He made the choice. Ruth made the choice. Moses made the choice. Praise the Lord. So we see that God's children, they decide for their God to follow God, to follow his word, and to follow God's people regardless. They follow the way that is despised. The lost despise few. They follow them. They don't mind the disgrace. They don't mind they have to suffer the shame and everything. They follow the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now we want to look at another character this evening. We want to look at Daniel. Praise the Lord. Daniel is a very good example for the young ones. Very good example for them. Daniel was, Brother Bram taught us, at the age of 12 to 14, he was taken captive to Babylon, a strange land, where there is no fellowship, where there is no church, where they are regarded as the push aside people, the slave. Praise the Lord. But Daniel and some people had favor with the king. They were called to the palace of the king to learn the language of the Chaldeans for 3 years. As we say today, they are now in campus in king's palace to learn to study for 3 years. After which they will be brought to the king and they will be examined. Praise ye the Lord. But what did Daniel do? They are to be fed by the king's meat and the king's wine, to be nourished by the same. That was their food. That was their meal every day, every night. They were to sit in king's palace to enjoy that and to learn and study, as we call it today, linguistic or Yoruba language or English language. Is that true? Was that the way the Bible said it? Many of us don't know. Let's go to the Bible. It's there in the Bible. Let's go to the Bible. Daniel chapter 1. Let's go to the Bible so that you not think I'm saying my own. Daniel chapter 1. If you get there before me, please do quick. Yeah. Do I have to waste that because of our time? Daniel chapter 1. Okay. All right. From verse 3. And the king spake unto Hashpenash, the master of his Enos, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but were favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. They were to study the language of the Chaldeans, linguistic, English, Yoruba, and the rest of them. Language of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank. In the king's palace, they are supposed to kill cow. As we say, they are supposed to drink wine. All those things they are entitled to eat. Praise the Lord. All right. Verse 5 again. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, which the king himself drinks, which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, and that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. For 3 years they are to go to these studies in king's palace, eat and drink king's meat and drink king's wine, and at the end of the 3 years they are now to stand before the king. Is that the Bible now? Is that the Bible now? So students, this is where you are. In the king's palace, they are not with their parents, they are not with their kindred, they are not with their people. They are there to study, as we say it today, in campus. The campus is where? King's palace. Now, among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the Enoch gave name, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and to Ananias of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the Enoch that he might not defile himself. It was his own choice. Praise ye the Lord. It was his own choice not to drink the king's wine and not to spoil himself with the king's meat. Nobody forced him, nobody caressed, nobody asked him not to do that. But it was his choice. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego they saw with Daniel, and they also did the same thing. Praise ye the Lord. That was their choice, because they knew that the needs of the eatings, it is not all meat that they are supposed to partake and eat of in as an Israelite. Praise ye the Lord. It was their choice. Now let's jump towards the end and see what God did for them. Thus, Mesha took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all wisdom and dreams. Now, at the end of the days that the king has said he should bring them in, then the prince of the Enoch brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them in the Chaldees language, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. They were the best of all the children that went through this learning. They were what? The best. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, for thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And to observe to do what? To do all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt be successful. That is Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. That is what God said. So there is no way a child of God will push aside the word of the Lord to please himself and be successful in the way of the Lord. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according. God did not say meditate therein day and night alone, but thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. You want to be successful? Let us follow the Lord, the way of the Lord, the word of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It was the decision of Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego to do away with the pleasure of the king's meat and his wine, because they fear the word of the Lord. And may I ask us again, of all the people that we knew of in the Bible, and we knew of up to today, which one of them has God put to shame or disappointed? Which, can you think of one and just raise up your hand and tell us? Who God disappointed, who God put to shame among his children? There is none. Praise ye the Lord. There is no way we will serve the Lord with all our heart and God will put us to shame. It's not possible. God is not guilty of that. May God help us. Young ones, you want to be successful? Mind God. Don't sit in the church and follow, and just be follow. You are following your daddy, you are following your mommy to church. You don't see to their religion. You don't see to their message, the message that they believe. You want to follow your own way.
there are better ways to live than the way they are living. Be careful. There is no one who will not be rewarded. Whether we do right, whether we do wrong, whether we decided rightly or we decided wrongly, there is a reward for, because every road, like Pastor used to say, every road leads to where? To a destination. There is no road that doesn't lead to a destination. The way we lay our bed, that is the way we lie on it. And may I encourage you, children, it pays to serve Jesus. There's no doubt about that. It pays to do what? To serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. There is no doubt about that. There is no regret for a child of God serving the Lord Jesus. There is no regret. But rather, we have a lot of things to appreciate God for choosing this way. Oh, praise ye the Lord. There's no regret. It is not hard to live a Christian life. It is not hard. Some people think that it is hard to live a Christian life. To consecrate yourself, all these things, all this, that. It is not hard. Praise ye the Lord. It is not hard to serve the Lord. It is not hard to live for God. And of course, we know, if God called you, you will find it easy to rejoice into all the people of old that served this God. They had nothing to regret serving the Lord. May God help us. There are a lot that, like the Bible says, that abundance of testimonies that we can look into and encourage ourselves in the way of the Lord are there. We are grateful to God that in this local assembly, I think if there is a doubting Thomas, you can say and put your hand in your chest and say, God is in our midst. If you have not seen anything, at least you should see this reading of our pastor to be a testimony that God see answer prayers. You see, may I say something? Because many of these children do not know many things that have taken place. You see, if God heal you one time, He can heal you the second time. He can heal you the third time. He can heal you the fourth time. He can heal you the fifth time. He can heal you till He pleases Him. For four times now, our pastor has been done and God has been healing him. Oh man. You see, God specializes in things that men thought are impossible. There are prophecies that He will die. But is He dead? You see, while God has not finished with a man, I don't care what anybody does. When God has not finished with you, He has not finished with you. Not to praise man. This is the truth. Is it the truth? Praise ye the Lord. You see, I was thinking about this thing. At least was it not last night? I said, Daddy might remember, the Obrasan might remember the year. There was a year we were holding convention at Ibadan High School. Is it Ibadan High School they call it? But a grammar school. That year, pastor said that, well, all of the ministers sleep in the same hall that time. He said somebody just came in and said, that is their leader. I mean, remember that. I said, and from that day, he was never himself. I was thinking about it. And you know how God healed him? He said he was standing here, just reading the message. When he said something passed through his head down to his, to the foot, to the toe of his feet, and that was the end. Who was that? It was just God. The last one before this one, he said they had some renovation in their house, And he said, after innovation, they were packing him. Said somebody just misplaced the Hoffman head with the pillar of fire. He said he just put Hoffman head, pillar of fire on the floor. Said he just took it, hung it on the where it's supposed to be. And that was the head. You see, it is still the same God. You see, why am I saying this? Not to praise man, but I'm saying this because that if there is anything all of us here are looking to God for, we should be sure, if at all there is any doubt in our heart, we should be sure that the God that we serve here answers prayer. You see, if we are going through any sickness, as the doctor say, it is impossible for you to be healed, believe God. If God has done it for, it is not sacrilegious, brethren, it is not sacrilegious to say, oh God, thou who did this for Pastor Martins, do this for me too. It is not sacrilegious to pray like that. Because it is God that did it for him. Praise ye the Lord. So, this evening, it is easy for us to go before God and pray with the assurance that the God who has done this in our midst is still alive till today. The God that he has been preaching to us, yes, sir. The God that he has been preaching to us is alive. If that God can heal him, who else among us that God we cannot heal? Who among us here that cannot receive the blessing of God? Who among us here cannot receive what you are asking God for? His life is a testimony to all of before all of us. There's no doubt about that. Praise ye the Lord. So, children, it pays to serve Jesus. It pays. I speak from my heart. I don't care what you are going through. If God is on our side, who can be against us? If God says it has not finished with you, who can say it has finished? It is finished with you. If God says he's taking you anywhere, who can block your way? May God help us. Decision. But remember, these men at one time or the other, they decided for the Lord. And there was no going back for them. Every one of us must have a day that we decide for the Lord. And we stay with our decision in serving the Lord. And let it be assured in our heart that God has never put anybody to shame, and he will not put anyone to shame. Who is his servant? Whether it doesn't mean you have to be here to be his servant. All of us are God's servants. Praise ye the Lord. All of us are God's servants. In your neighborhood, in your place of work, you are standing for Jesus. Yes, sir. And when you are standing for Jesus, you cannot stand for Jesus and Jesus will abandon you when you need him. He's not guilty of that. May God help us. It is time to pray. I believe we should pray better this evening. With the testimony of God's goodness in our midst. Let's go before God. Children, go before God. Commit yourself to the Lord. Children, don't sleep. Children, go before God and commit yourself to God. If you believe God, you will pray. May God help us.
In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If you want to be remembered in prayers, our pastor will pray for us. Why don't you raise up your hand unto the Lord? God bless you, sir.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you for another privilege given to us this midweek to assemble ourselves together. Men, women, boys, and girls of thy precious faith, to sit at your feet, O God, to cast all our cares upon you, as you have promised, you said, because you care for us. We didn't come here by accident. You are the one that brought us, and you know all about us. Before we ask anything, you've already know what our needs are. Our Master, O God, has up your children on the altar. Lord, we are trusting you. Thank you for bringing us thus far, and the rest of the journey is in your hands. You that have started with us, we know one thing certain, you can never fail. You will not stop your work in our lives halfway. You will take us to perfection and rapture us to yourself. Because you foreknew us, and by your foreknowledge, you predestinated us to be members of your family. And nothing is going to make that not to come to pass. Help us, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, you have taught us that whatsoever thing we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received, then shall we have it. All the requests that are we giving, Lord, all the requests we have in the course of the exhortation, those on the altar, those who raise their hands, they have been addressed. As we commit them into your hands, O Father, we pray that you will just anoint us with faith to believe that we have received those things. Thank you, Father. The rest of the service in your hands, inspire us and my prayer as expected of saints. Replenish your servant that you have made use of. Thank you, Father, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
You know very well. In Yoruba, Agbogu, Agbote mi yo. Oh, Agbote mi yo. Oh, Oba to Gbote mo se no.
Heavenly Father, we are very grateful unto thee, O God, for bringing us together for this service tonight. Lord, we are very happy to know that each time we come together, you are always there in our midst as you have promised. And your prophet told us, you don't come into the midst of your people for coming's sake. You don't come as an onlooker, neither do you come as a recording agent. You come to attend to the need of every one of us. No wonder you said we should cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. All the cares that we have brought, that we have cast out of you, Lord, may we leave them there. May we not take them back home, Lord. We are very happy. We are so thankful. You assure us, O God, that even before we ask anything, you have already known that we have need of it. Thank you for the prayers of the saints tonight. Lord Jesus, as we be going back home, we ask that you go back home with us. Lord, the blessings we have received from the service tonight, may they be permanent in our lives. Your servant that you are graciously used, Lord, we ask that you replenish it. We pray for everyone, O God, whatever role we play in the house of the Lord, may thy grace, O God, be our sufficiency. Because you have taught us that without you, we can do nothing. It means with you, we can do all things. Therefore, to be the janitor, Lord, we need you. To be anything, Lord, a pianist, we need you. Lord, those who play drum, we need you. We need you in everything that we do. Lord, may you continue to be our help, our guide us, Lord, our direct our paths, Lord. That our services, O God, will be more glorious and be more powerful than ever before. It is a sure sign that your coming is very imminent. We will not just quote it because we look at events that are taking place. That is just part of it. One of it is that your presence will be getting stronger and stronger in our midst, because you have said that when we see you, we shall be like you. As many masters are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, may you fill them, Lord. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. The sick and the afflicted, may you are the Lord, our God, our healer. Our diseases. Take away diseases, take away afflictions, take away everything that the enemy has put upon our body, take it away, Lord. Because you have promised in your word, O God, that our body is not made for diseases, it's not made for sicknesses, it's the temple where God dwells. Therefore, Satan, we charge you by the commandments of the Lord to remove your filthy hands from the people of God. Let the people of God be free, because God has set them free. Thank you, our Father. Your servant that has been embarking on a journey to Lagos for a meeting, Lord, on the highway, on the byway, take him safely, Lord. Inspire him, anoint him, use him mightily as you have been doing, O God, here, Lord, much more over there. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name. Thank you for the missionary trip your servant went. Thank you for testimonies. Lord Jesus, we are very grateful. We are thankful. Your word that has been planted in the hearts of the people, may you water it both day and night, until it bring forth fruit of righteousness in individual lives, Lord. Thank you, our Master. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed with all faith at thanksgiving. Amen. Greetings, Sister Olaitan Ogu. Send our greetings to the brethren. Thanks, Sister Oluwarotimi. Praise be to God. God bless you, church. So God will be. Sir, I think it's tape we are playing on Friday. We'll be playing tape on Friday as usual. And it will be Sunday before we gather here again. Amen?
Amen.
I remember one time Brother Brown made a statement said there was a revival that was going on somewhere. And some people decided to go and look at the revival. And as they were going, they met one policeman. You know, sir? Yes, which revival? God bless you. They met one policeman who was doing this, you know, like that. Then they asked, inquire from him, please, do you were inquiring to know where which revival is? So the revival we are talking about, let it be you. Amen. Well, we are too close. Do you know one thing? Is that as much as Brother Abraham has, will I call them enemies, people that doesn't believe him, but nobody could stand with the vindications that God was doing in his ministry. Nobody could resist that. Nobody. So the bride will come to that point. This question of argument, a minigba, a wallawo, a kokon, big me, small you, forget it. When the revival comes, it will speak for itself. Amen? Brother Abraham said one time he was by the seashore. He said the sea was troubled. He said, as much as the sea was troubled, he said the sea was having revival. He said there was no other drop of water in it. As it was having revival, all the trash, all the rubbish, all the nonsense that were in the sea, he was just throwing them to the back. The prophet said, revival may not just mean to add it to the church, but it's to revive you that is already in the church. And who is the author of revival? It's the Holy Ghost. Amen? It's the Holy Ghost. So brothers, sisters, please be part of this revival. The revival of the bride has started. I'm telling you, people that make noise and you argue this, you know, when God come on the scene, everybody shut up. Do you know what time? How many ministers invited Brother Abraham? So, was it 350. They invited him. They have made their plans. They have done everything. They wanted to question him on water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, serpent seed, and the rest of it. They invited 350. Do you know where that man came? Everybody shut up. Nobody could talk. Well, finally, when they wanted to talk, they said, we will come for baptism. Did they come? So we are getting to a place where there be no more argument, where there be no more fusing. Let this God that we serve come on the scene. Amen? Shall we rise? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the happy voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice.
To the Father, through Jesus the Son. Thank you.
Sing this song before I hand over to our pastor.